Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler.
There's a vegetable out there that is feeling sadly neglected, and as far as I'm concerned, it's an undeserved fate. The poor little radish isn't feeling much love these days, which is a shame because it is a very tasty little veg. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, do you think these things are underappreciated?
Yeah, you know, and also it's interesting because, again, with the boom in the heirloom vegetable world, you know, the only radish I knew as a kid was the round red one. Right, you never saw any of these cool exotic radishes, and now I don't know if they scare people or what, but and also it is a weird, like an off the beaten path type of thing. I think there's a love it or hate it relationship with radishes, but you know, I particularly find them really valuable for their crunch more than anything else.
Yeah. And we should point out that the range of flavors is broader than most people would think.
I agree.
There certainly are some very pungent, peppery
radishes.
To me, they used to taste like burnt plastic.
Yeah.
But when you taste some of the other ones, they're really mild and have a wonderful flavor.
Yes, for sure.
And one thing I will say is they stand up to pickling really, really nicely.
Yeah, they are great pickle. And pickled radishes on things like tacos or just pulled pork or those types of things as a garnish are really awesome.
Let's talk about the few radishes that are out there. There's a whole bunch, and throughout the summer, we're going to keep seeing more and more varieties. The one that you mentioned, the big round red one, that's probably cherry bell,
right?
Which is the most recognizable.
Pretty much standard,
one. Kind of a medium to strong flavor.
Yeah.
The one that absolutely cracks me up every time I've seen. I remember the first time a couple of years ago, I saw the watermelon radish.
Right. Yeah. It's a really beautiful one. And thinly sliced on the mandolin and put into salads, it really adds a big pop of color.
And if you haven't seen one, folks, it's green on the outside. Yeah. You cut it open, a little ring of white, and then red.
Looks like a big watermelon.
Looks like a big watermelon. You're right. One of the most popular ones that's come into the market, I'd say, over the last 10 years, it's the French breakfast radish.
Yeah, that's a delicious radish. It's a little lengthy.
Yep.
With a white cap and a red bottom.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And people will slice this up very thin and put it on good bread and butter.
Yeah, that's the traditional French with salt.
Yeah, with
a lot
with
of good salt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's one that I've seen that I think is really nice. It's called white icicle. It's a long, pale, carrot-shaped radish with a very tender texture and a very mild flavor. Really, really nice to get to know. There's one that is very aptly named. It's called Fire and Ice. It's a long radish that's half red, half white, and it's one of the more sweet tasting.
Yeah.
So there are some sweet ones. Now, there's one that people have probably seen in the market, didn't realize what they were looking at, the daikon, which is, you know, with Asian.
It's huge.
It is.
I mean, I've seen them the size of baseball bats.
they can be enormous.
Yeah.
It is a radish.
It's a great one, too. And if you have a spiralizer or a Japanese vegetable slicer, threading that, making threads of that, and using it either as garnish or in salad, it's an amazing little vegetable.
It is. And finally, one of the more peculiar ones is the black Spanish radish.
Yeah.
Dark skin, pure white on the inside. If you're looking for a dramatic component that'll give you some really nice presentation possibilities, that's the one to do. And finally, you can bake them.
You can roast them.
Yeah, you can roast them up, and they'll add a lot of flavor. I think doing them with Brussels sprouts, for instance, is a nice way of going.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to put these ideas on the website and encourage you to take a look at them. Try them at home, but don't be afraid of the radishes. They need love.
That's right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.